The Uniting Church is calling for whistleblowers who lift the lid on corporate tax evasion to receive a reward. In its submission to the federal government's tax inquiry, the church's social policy arm says paying a reward to whistleblowers would encourage them to come forward. It says similar legislation already exists in the United Kingdom and the United States, as Sue Lennon reports.
Some of Australia's biggest companies have been under the spotlight for their tax minimisation schemes, with estimates the federal government is losing out on billions of dollars in revenue every year. Now, as the federal government reviews the tax system, the Uniting Church is calling for increased protections for whistleblowers and even rewards for revealing corporate tax avoidance. Reverend Eleni Poulos is the National Director of Uniting Justice Australia, the church's social policy arm.
We're very concerned by the amount of tax avoidance that has particularly recently been exposed by huge multinational enterprises. We've seen recently at Senate inquiries the likes of Google and Apple and trying to come to grips with the huge dollars involved in tax avoidance that these multinational corporations engage in. We believe that we need a tax system that is fair and transparent and where everyone is accountable in complying with the laws of Australia in this regard.
Reverend Poulos says Uniting Justice wants to see laws brought in based on legislation in the United States and the United Kingdom to reward whistleblowers by paying them a proportion of any funds recovered as a result of the information they provide on tax evasion, tax avoidance and fraud.
There's legislation in the US and the UK that is working quite well, and what we're asking for is a combination for the government to look at the legislation that exists in the US and the UK to better protect whistleblowers who are exposing tax evasion, tax avoidance and fraud, and to reward them for speaking out. There's been research that's shown that whistleblowers under these circumstances really suffer a great deal for coming out and speaking up about these things, and we think that Australia can do much better in protecting whistleblowers, and I think rewarding them is one way that we can acknowledge that it is a costly thing to do.
Aside from the need for new laws, there is also a moral dilemma. Should a whistleblower who is convicted of tax fraud but reveals corporate tax evasion to authorities be rewarded? In the United States, a whistleblower who dobbed in giant investment bank UBS for tax fraud was paid more than $100 million after he was released from jail. Eleni Poulos again.
There are laws in Australia about profiting from the proceeds of a crime as someone who's been convicted. So I would anticipate that all of that that currently exists would have to be brought into conversation with this proposal, and the government in working out legislation would find ways to deal with that. Australia is losing out because multinational enterprises are not doing the right thing.
And that's Reverend Eleni Poulos from the Uniting Church speaking to Sue Lannan.